Any judgment is faulty. Any judgment is faulty. How do I train myself to be judgmentalist? How do I train myself not to judge things? Not to say things are good or bad, things are right or wrong, things are delightful or things are not delightful. How do I train myself not to judge? Well, if rather than training myself not to judge, I train myself to realize that I am the creator of all, and I love all, and all is wonderful and beautiful. If that's what I do, then I'm on the right track. I'm on the right direction. Any judgment is faulty, no matter what judgment it is. If I judge, I am making a decision that something that exists is not desirable or is desirable. Either way, it's a judgment. I like it or I don't like it. Does that mean we cannot like things? Well, if I am unconditional love, I cannot judge. If I am unconditional love, I look at everything without a condition. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? Can we train ourselves to do that? To look at things without a condition? If we could train ourselves to look at things without a condition, with unconditional love, we are doing the most marvelous thing that we could ever do in our life, in our world, in our time. It's up to us. How do we want to do it? How do we want to think about it? How do we want to live it? If I am unconditional love, I cannot judge. If I'm the creator of everything, I cannot judge what I create, because whatever I create is good and very good. And then it's just a matter of having it fulfill itself, having it be itself. Now, we've spoke about these things before, and as we've spoken about these things before, we've said that the fire in the sequoia forest is necessary to open up the pine cones so that the seeds will pop out and new sequoia trees will grow. But that's just part of nature, and we understand it. But we don't really understand it. We look at it, we say, oh, terrible. We're judging. We haven't the insight, the depth to understand how everything is truly unjudgeable. Everything truly is something that we look at, if we wish, with unconditional love. Can we look at the tectonic plates that are moving across the face of the earth and changing the face of the earth, changing continents and changing everything? And there are people involved. Oh my, there are people involved. Wonderful people are involved. Civilizations are involved. Cultures are involved. And they just are wiped off the face of the earth as though they were never there. And you think, what God could do such a terrible thing? Well, that's just part of nature. When a mother has a child, and then she thinks the child must be born in pain and illness, that this is part of the biblical story or this is part of the condition. No, it's not. The reason that a child is born in pain at all is because the mother has told her so, or has been told, or lives in a culture that believes that pain does this. Some cultures, they don't have any problem at all. Their children just pop out like popcorn, and they have no pain at all. Now, why is it that one would do this and another would not? It's just a matter of what judgment that we have made. When we can be free of judgment and recognize that we are the creator, and because we're the creator, we don't judge. All things come forth in their beautiful pattern. Animals have children, Animals have babies, and the babies come forth beautiful, without any stress. And they just pop them out. Maybe there's one that might be backward or upside down or something, but those are in the cultured animals more. In the natural animals, they don't have that because they haven't been messed with. They haven't been monkeyed with on their techniques of doing things, on their mannerism of living, and the mannerism of having offspring. Yes, if I am the creator, I cannot judge. I say all is in divine order. All functions beautiful. If I'm happy within myself, really happy within myself and my world, I cannot judge it. We all know that we have had many happy times. We have many happy memories. We remember our vacations. We remember our times with our family. We remember our times that were so exciting in our life. And as we remember these times, we think to ourselves, wow, they were great. They were beautiful. They were outstanding. And if we wish, we can also remember times that were not exactly what we expected of them. We remember these times that were kind of limiting or kind of unhappy for us. And because they were unhappy for us or limiting for us, we tend to release them and forget them and realize they don't have to be in our world. They don't have to be in our life. They don't have to be what we are doing. They don't have to. And because they don't have to, they are not necessarily there. If we judge them that they're there, then they're there. We relive whatever experiences we have in our life. We relive them again and again and again. And as we relive them again and again and again, we wonder why that happens to us. Why we are having those negative experiences in our life. Why are we having the judged experiences in our life? When we are free of judgment, when we are unconditionally loving of every experience and every action that takes place in our life, then all of them come forth as desirable, good, wonderful, uplifting, beautiful, fantastic. But is that what you want? Is that what you want? If I'm happy with myself and my world, I cannot judge it. I just am happy with it. Yes, I love it. And while I'm loving it, I'm not thinking about the parts I don't love. While I'm loving it, I'm just thinking of all that's good. Any judgment is faulty. So I go through life with one primary premise that says to me, if I like me, I cannot judge. If I like me, I like all. If I like me, I like the world, and I like everyone in the world. If I like me, I like peace. If I like me, I like joy. If I like me, I turn my attention to that object, to that thing that makes me happy. I turn my attention to that which turns me on. I turn my attention to that which tells me all is in divine order. All is beautiful. All is good. All is fantastic. All is magnificent. That's where I turn my attention. I have the choice. I have the privilege. I have the opportunity to be judgmentalist, to live my life without judgment, to live my life with the feeling of great joy, of great peace, of great wonder. For truly, any judgment is faulty. And I don't need judgments in my world. I don't need anything that is faulty in my world. I need, if I need anything, that all is good and very good. Because that's who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.